Ariana Grande, thank you. Next, Dermot and Dave on Today FM. She started her world tour last night, lads.
Where did she kick it off?
Don't know. Somewhere in America. Just saw on Instagram last morning.
Screw you, Ariana. We were in the Three Arena over the weekend.
Yeah, we were. We're celebrating Paddy's Day, lads.
We said if it's good enough for Bono and Beyonce, we'll do a gig there.
Yeah, it was brilliant crack. We were ready for the Paddy's ha-ha-ha. Raising loads of money. $250,000 was raised. So hats off to the organisers. I'm delighted to be a part of it.
Lots of comedians on the bill, of course. It wasn't just us. Because we couldn't fill the Three Arena.
Hey, you don't know that. Yeah, you do. Actually, no, maybe things have changed because I saw something over the Paddy's Day weekend which has elevated our status around Ireland to a level I don't think we've ever dreamed. And it's more important than being in the Three Arena and performing.
Bring it on.
Somebody posted a picture of the arse end of a float in the Arklow parade. And on the back of the float was the Dermot and Dave show in Arklow on the 26th of May in the Arklow Bay Hotel. The poster was at the back of the float.
Your faces were on the arse of a float.
Yes.
Now that's where we belong. We're getting notions in Dublin at the Three Arena, but the arse end of an Arklow float, that's our true home.
And that's why we can fill the Three Arena, because at least 8 people saw that. At least. I did go to the parade in Swords in order to get a place so that my small kids could see. We went out at about, started at 11, went out about 20 to 11. By 10 to 11, they were all crying because they were so cold and they just wanted to go inside. I was like, no, it hasn't even started yet. Eventually, some woman walked past with a lollipop for each of them and that kind of staved them off for 5 minutes. Then it began, and then after about 10 minutes of the actual prayer, they went, can we please just go inside? It's so, I was like, fine, let's just go inside.
I'm on your kid's side. Parades are terrible.
Yeah, it's a big ask.
Like, you know, I know it's, oh, hey, Paddy's Day. Like, parades as a thing, terrible idea. You can't see properly. They don't tier the footpaths.
No,
so
they
don't. So you can't see anything. It's always freezing. And you can't get parking. It's just like, what you get out of it, you put so much in.
But I think we should move Paddy's Day to July. Because it's never been warm on the 17th of March once.
Actually, it wasn't that bad in Edenderry.
Oh, well, the traffic's
I wasn't freezing. Yeah, we brought Mikey was walking in the parade with his football team, so we had to bring Rean to see Mikey walking in the parade. And then the minute Mikey was gone past us, boom, into the pub. Make sure we get a seat before the parade is over. Best parents ever.
Hang on, does the parade not kick off at like 11 o'clock in the morning? So you were in the pub around?
Our parade was 2:30.
Okay. Oh, sure. Practically gone.
She had the dinner into you at that stage.
Yeah, so we saw half the parade and then in we went.
So you were one of those class act Irish families in the pub on Paddy's Day with the kids.
Yes, and I every now and then I'd just pop my head up to see who was holding Rean and was he okay, and then back down to my own table.
Okay, what is he? One, he should be out He's collecting one. Glasses.
Did you celebrate terms? Did you go parading?
Didn't even know it was Paddy's Day until I remembered that we had to go into the Three Arena and do the comedy. So I forgot. No, the kids
no face paint so or clothes.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Didn't even watch the parade on television. Nobody even remembered it was Patrick's Day.
What?
Yeah.
Are you even Irish?
Kids don't like parades. They think it's terrible.
Okay, so Paddy's Day isn't just about parades. It's the day of national pride of our country.
Did you walk around with a swell chest all day?
And a green t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like, at least do something.
No.
That's no, nothing. Shocking.
No, had a leisurely morning. The lads were baiting away on the PS4 for a couple hours, and that was pretty much it.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Just
happy
what
with
St. Patrick would have wanted.
What did you get up to? 0874100102. Anyway, drop us a text or a WhatsApp and let us know.
I was still suffering from the rugby match the day before in terms of the result.
Yes,
that's smart. But we're going to be talking a little bit more about that later on in the show.
Lads, you have a cure for a 3-day bender? Hashtag back to work. No, we don't. But bad jokes, maybe. A little bit later on the show will certainly lighten your mood, I think.
Well, as one Irish actor, Barry Ward, said on a show on Netflix, a barocca and a shite. it's all you ever need. We've got Anya on the phone. How are you, Anya?
Hiya.
We were talking. We're great, thanks. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. I was actually in Glasgow watching the rugby.
Wow.
Oh, wow. What was that like?
Well, it was shite for us.
But, yeah.
it was unbelievable for Scotland.
Yeah, because for people who don't know, Scotland were 31 points down just before half time, and they managed to come back and nearly won the game, but then drew at 38 all. It was incredible.
But they just kept on for two more minutes.
I know. But we hear that you've never been to a Paddy's Day parade.
Yeah, never been.
Really?
Never.
Even as a kid?
No, we were never brought. Like, I'm from Ballycotton in East Cork, and we were even never brought into Middleton to a parade.
Well, was it like some kind of punishment from your family?
Maybe.
I think they were doing you a favour, basically.
Ah, come on.
You didn't miss much. That was my point earlier.
Yeah, like, I went to uni in Birmingham, and there used to be massive parades there, and just never bothered.
You never even went to one when there were massive ones around the corner?
Yeah, no.
Anya, you're weird.
Well, where are you living now?
I'm back home in Ballycotton,
okay.
In Cork.
Well, don't go to Middleton.
Stand at your garden gate and ask some of your neighbours to walk down the road and wave at you. That's pretty much it.
Okay. And a couple of tractors.
Yeah. If you can fit in a tractor or some kind of slurry truck or something, that'll
be
work
important
as well.
Things, yeah. Well, actually, sorry, Anya, I was at the one in Swords in Dublin, and I did not know that Fingal County Council had a snowplough. Now, and now I'm more educated and feel prouder to be Irish.
Why was it driving down the road?
Yeah.
But there was no snow.
They had mini buses. They had some, you know, vans with Fingal on the side, and then they had a snowplow. And I was like, oh my God, we've got a snowplow.
Is it the only one in Ireland?
I don't know.
That's the problem. I think we probably need another 100 sitting in reserve somewhere in a warehouse.
Anya, fair play to you. I think you should go to next year's. I think you should be the Grand Marshal of next year's Paddy's Day Parade.
Oh, yeah.
In Ballycotton.
Yeah, naturally.
In Ballycotton. Yeah. I'll get you to come down.
Yeah, definitely. There's a deal. Get Dermot to go down and he'll walk past your house.
If you make us Grand Marshal of a parade, I'll change my mind completely. I'll be open.
And I might go to it.
Yeah, yeah. We'll wave at each other.
You mind yourself.
You too, lads.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.